Well, if you look at the definition of clever devils that I quoted from the chief imam of Liberia, Chief Imam Crai, he said clever devils is basically when people have education without character, it creates clever devils. Look around our country today, James. See what we have. One minute, Peter is saying, oh, this is what is good. The next minute, we're flip-flopping. And the rest of the population sitting and watching and seeing all these so-called leaders. And I put the leaders in quotes because true leaders would never do some of the things that we're seeing. No integrity. Truth is far from everything. Like someone said, if I have to walk over my mother to get to where I need to get to, I would do that. No compassion for the ordinary people. It's just really sad, not just sad. For me personally, it's disgusting and sickening to watch.
But Lema, you say politics without principles. Isn't that the mere definition of the word itself, politics?
Well, it's true, but I don't think we should continue to think that politics should be dirty. Politics should be without character, integrity, without truth. I mean, when we talk about politics, it's to establish an order where everyone can at least find dignity in their life. And I'm not saying in different parts of the world that it is clean, but in our part of the world, it's just disgusting. I mean, it's just very, very sad, Mr. Borte, when you think about the way Liberians have been tossed back and forth here, there, and everywhere. Like, the people will say strange bedfellows. One minute we are friends, the next minute we're enemies. And so who do you believe? What do you believe? What are those values that people are putting out there? Where are your principles? Politics is not about losing yourself, you know?
The behavior that you identified here, can we say that this is a symptomatic of the economy of the country where people will go with anything that satisfies their economic needs?
Yes, economy plays a role, but education plays a major role. And I think most times, I definitely believe that our leaders keep people in these ratchet, poor conditions because they want to exploit it in times like this. And I think it is time for us to begin to educate the young people, the general public, our future generation, that voting is just one day, and the rest of the time we live with the consequences of our vote. And I think education, civic voters' education, plays a major role, and those are things that we need to invest in as a people.
So before I let you go, Alema, as you can see, there is a parade of endorsers. People are endorsing either President George Weah or former Vice President Joseph Boakai. What is your take, and do you plan to make any endorsement?
Well, fortunately for me, where I stand in Liberia is I've always stood for the truth, stood for integrity, and for many other things. I've been constant in my advocacy. From 2005 till date, I've never gone public with any endorsement, and I will remain in that space. Having said that, doesn't mean that I will not vote. But when it comes to the whole situation of Liberians and where to vote, we've experienced 6 years of President Weah. Every Liberian know what the 6 years have been. Every Liberian know what their aspiration for their lives is, what they want for their children, what they want for their future. The question to every Liberian is, what do you see? What are your aspirations? What have you experienced in 6 years? And what do you want for yourself and for your family? And really and truly, this is about the future generation of Liberia. The elections is about how we establish an order for peace, an order for justice, an order for the basic needs of the Liberian people. My thing is, vote your conscience, vote for what you experience, and vote for what you hope your experience will be. And that will be my take to the Liberian people.
Lema Boy, thank you so much. A pleasure to speak with you.
You're welcome, Mr. Boate.